If the Lord would help us tonight, I want to look at these 12 verses and I'll talk to you tonight and preach on the subject, on the danger of playing around with truth. On the danger of playing around with truth. I begin to think about, you know, a church is a place to where our people should be able to come and hear truth. You're not going to hear truth probably on your job. You're not going to hear truth probably in your family. You're not going to hear truth in the world. And sadly to say tonight, you're not going to hear truth in most churches. But church is a place to where people should come and be able to hear truth tonight. But here's the problem tonight. People are not coming out of church looking for truth tonight. They're coming to church that they may dispute truth. They're coming to church that they may discredit truth. And they're coming that they may find some kind of excuse and justify why they're not obeying truth tonight. But I want to say tonight, when I got right with God, I came looking for truth. Amen. I remember I didn't grow up in this kind of atmosphere. I was raised in an old Southern Baptist church, and that's about the extent that they preached on was of salvation. And when I got right with God, I tell you, God began how to deal with my heart. I started reading the Word of God. I started looking for truth. I said to the Lord one day praying, I said, Lord, there's got to be more to this thing than what I'm experiencing. I started driving. I remember someone told me about Brother Sammy Allen's camp meeting. I'd never heard of a camp meeting in all my life, and I stumbled in there. I tell you, the Lord began to do a work in my heart. What I'm saying tonight, I was looking for truth. Amen. Then can I say tonight, when I got right with God, I wanted to listen to truth. Amen. I had a desire to want to hear truth tonight and listen out of what the Savior the Lord. Then when I got right with God, I had a desire tonight to want to learn what to do with the truth that was given unto me. Now, I've not always done what I should have done or could have done tonight, but I tell you, I've had a desire in my heart to want to learn more about Him, and I trust that that desire's in you. When I got right with God, I had a love for truth. I didn't have that before I got saved. Before I got right with God. But I can gladly stand up here tonight and say I love truth. Tonight I'm willing to drive. I'm willing to travel miles that I can hear truth tonight. Amen. But I want to say to you tonight, you better be careful that you don't laugh at truth. Amen. We're living in a generation today. They're laughing. They're mocking at truth. They don't love truth tonight. I tell you, they're not interested in learning about truth. They're not looking for truth tonight. They want to dispute it, and they certainly want to discredit tonight, but they don't have a desire tonight for the Word of God to change their life. Well, here in Luke chapter number 23, as we look at this story tonight, we find that Jesus has been brought before Pilate. Now, here Jesus is standing. He's been accused of teaching the people and telling them that they were not to give tribute unto Caesar. And we know that was simply not true. That was a lie tonight. And then they said also, by the way, he also says that he is a king. And so they throw that in there. Well, as soon as Pilate hears that Jesus is a Galilean, tonight he said, you know, that's Herod's jurisdiction. And he wanted nothing to do whatsoever with the Lord Jesus tonight. So he sends him away. But before he did, here's what Pilate said. He said, I find no fault in this man tonight. I want to say to you tonight, you may find fault with me, and you may find fault with the church, but you will never find fault with him tonight. So what they done, they sent Jesus away. And later on, we know that in this story that what Pilate does, he begins to try to wash his hands of the guilt that was upon him. You cannot wash your hands of that tonight. So we see that now, here in our text in verse number 8, we find that Jesus now, he appears before Herod. Notice in verse number 8, when he gets there and he's standing before Herod tonight, the Bible said that Herod tonight was exceeding glad to see the Lord. He had heard a lot about him. I'm telling you tonight, this man wanted to hear the Lord. He wanted to see him. He was hoping he'd get to see him perform some miracle of that day. But a sad commentary tonight, notice in verse number 9, notice what Jesus did in verse number 9 tonight. The Bible said, then he questioned with him in many words. But watch this. But he answered him nothing. He answered him nothing. We see tonight that here is a man, as I look at this story tonight, of Jesus being the Savior of the world. Would you not think tonight that Jesus should have at least given the gospel? That Jesus should at least try to get him saved? Do you not think tonight that Jesus should at least preach to him? Jesus should have at least taught him like he did Nicodemus? Does it not appear tonight that Jesus should have at least dealt with Herod? Tonight, does it not, as you look at these verses, it appears to me that Herod's interested. It seems like tonight that he was desirous for a long season to hear from him. He wanted to see him tonight. And so it seems like that he's interested in knowing who God is tonight. Is that right? Tonight, according to the Bible. But in verse number 9, we find that of this sad commentary, Jesus would not speak to him. He had nothing to say to him. And so my question tonight is, why did Jesus not speak to Herod? Why would he not have anything to do with this man? It seems like a very harsh indictment that the Lord would not speak to him. And so tonight, I want us to take a trip back, and I want us to look tonight and find out why Jesus did not speak to Herod, why he would not have anything to do with Herod tonight. If you will tonight, look in Luke chapter 3, Luke's gospel chapter 3 tonight, just a couple verses there, Luke chapter 3. The Bible said in Luke's gospel chapter 3, verse number 19 and verse number 20, the Bible said, but when Herod the tetrarch, being reproved by him for Herodias his brother Philip's wife, and for all the evils which Herod had done, added yet this above all, that he shut up John in prison. Notice that word reproved tonight. God sent a man by the name of John the Baptist. And John the Baptist reproved Herod tonight. I'm telling you, he preached against Herod's sin. Tonight, you listen to me, he dealt with him. I'm telling you tonight, not just about him taking his brother Philip's wife. Tonight, he told him, said, that's not lawful. But in this verse tonight, the Bible said that John reproved him of all of his evil tonight. I'm simply telling you tonight, here is a man that had been reproved time and time and time again tonight. The Lord just didn't respond in Luke 23 unless these steps were taken tonight. And so we find that John the Baptist reproved him of all of his evil tonight. You know what that means? All of his debauchery, all of his murders, all of his wickedness and sin and ungodliness tonight. Amen. I'm telling you tonight, you say, well, preacher, how do we get reproved? You get reproved through the Word of God. Thank God for the precious Word of God tonight. Amen. The Bible said this in 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God. That means it's inspired by God. every bit of the scripture tonight. But not only is it inspired by God, the inspiration of God, but he said it's profitable for doctrine tonight. That means it's beneficial for you. It will help you tonight. The doctrines of the Word of God will benefit you tonight if you'll let it work in your life. Then tonight the Bible said in 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse number 16, it said also for reproof. I'm glad tonight the Bible will tell you what's wrong. Amen. Everything that's wrong in your life, this Bible will tell you. Everything tonight. I don't know what kind of sin you've got in your life, but I'll tell you tonight, this Bible will reprove you tonight. It will rebuke you of your sin tonight. Amen. Then Paul said in that verse tonight, not only for reproof tonight, that tells you tonight that every one of us in this building tells us tonight that what's going wrong, but then he said for correction. That tells us how to get it right. Ain't you glad tonight we have a Bible? Hey, tonight the man of God can stand up and preach and the Word of God reprove you and tell you what you're doing tonight is not right. But I'm glad we have a Bible tonight that gives us answers on how to get it right. Amen. You know what we're seeing in these days in the pulpits of America? Oh, we're hearing a bunch of questions that's being raised. Somebody about to start giving some answers. Amen. And I'm telling you tonight, we have an infallible Bible tonight. I'm telling you that will reprove you of your sin tonight, and it'll tell you how to get it right. Amen. Isn't that a blessing tonight? So it talks about for correction. Then it talks about for instruction tonight. It tells you what wrong is. Tonight, then it tells you what right is tonight. Amen. Then he talks about in righteousness. Then he tells you how to keep it right. Amen. Ain't that a blessing tonight? That's what the Bible does. But John reproved this man Herod tonight. Now, here's what happens. Every time you come to church, the man of God stands up here and preaches Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. He's preaching the Word of God tonight. He is reproving us. He's rebuking us tonight, giving us an opportunity, telling us how we can get it right, telling us what's wrong tonight, telling us how to get it corrected tonight. And you have a response that you're going to have to make tonight to what's being preached. So we see John tonight preached unto Herod tonight, not just about him taking his brother Philip's wife, but about all of his evil. And I'm going to tell you tonight, I'm glad, thank God, that the Lord put me in this ministry and the man of God that just preached to me about all my sin. Amen. And I'm going to tell you tonight, you better listen to me, it's a dangerous thing to play around with truth. It's very dangerous tonight, but yet people are playing around with truth tonight. They're not taking it serious. And the man of God prays and begs God to send a message from heaven. And God sends that message and reproves you and rebukes you, and you don't respond to that truth. I'm telling you, it's a dangerous situation tonight. Is everybody listening? Well, I think about this tonight. What did John represent? What was the representation of John? Well, back in Matthew chapter number 3, we not only see that tonight that Herod was reproved, but we need to find out what the representation tonight of who John the Baptist was. The Bible said tonight in Matthew 3:1, in those days came John the Baptist preaching in the wilderness of Judea, saying, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. For this is he that was spoke by the prophets Isaiah, saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight. Do you understand tonight that John represented the voice of God? I mean, that was God speaking to Herod. That was God reproving Herod through John the Baptist. Do you realize tonight the representation that we have in John the Baptist tonight? That he's preaching repentance and he deals with Herod about his sin, about all of his evil tonight. I'm telling you tonight, it's a serious thing for you to play around when the man of God's preaching and the voice of God begins to reprove you and rebuke you of sin. Then the voice of God tonight, we not only find the voice of God, but we find John represented tonight the Spirit of God. He said that he was preparing the way of the Lord. You know what the Holy Spirit does tonight? The Holy Spirit tonight goes before and prepares that sinner's heart to get saved tonight. It's the Spirit of God that convicts us. Hey, tonight, listen to me. It's the Spirit of God that deals with your heart. It shows you tonight that you're not right with God. So tonight, the Spirit of God is what convicts us. The Spirit of God is what compels us and draws us and woos us. I'm telling you that we can get things right with Him. The Spirit of God tonight is what helps us make our choices. Oh, tonight, is everybody listening to me? I'm talking about the Spirit of God leading you tonight in your choices and in your decisions that you make. Amen. I'm simply telling you tonight that John represented the voice of God and the Spirit of God. But you know what Herod done? Cut his head off. Amen. And you know what happened? He silenced the voice of God. He silenced tonight the working of the Spirit of God in his life. I'm talking about a man tonight. Is everybody listening to me? I'm talking about a man tonight that's standing before truth himself. We know that Pilate said, "What is truth?" And he said, "Thy word is truth." John 17:17 said, "Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth tonight." So God uses the word of God tonight to reprove us, to rebuke us. And the representation tonight of John the Baptist tonight is he was the voice crying in the wilderness. He was the Spirit, I'm telling you tonight, preparing the way of the Lord. Does everybody hear him in the building tonight? And so tonight it leads me to this point. We see in Luke chapter 9, if you look there with us, we see the responsibility to truth tonight. I'm telling you, every one of us in this building, you have a responsibility to truth. And the Bible said in Luke chapter 9, tonight we find in verse number 7, "Now Herod the Tetrarch heard of all that was done by him, and he was perplexed, because that he was said of some that John was risen from the dead, and some that Elias had appeared, and others that one of the old prophets was risen again. And Herod said, 'John have I beheaded, but who is this of whom I hear?'" I'm interested tonight in verse 9. The Bible said, "And Herod said, 'John have I beheaded.'" You know what Herod done? He took responsibility to what he'd done with truth. He didn't try to blame his wife. He didn't try to blame Herodias' daughter. He didn't try to blame Pilate. You know what we've got in this day? We've got people trying to blame everybody else why they're not right with God. Oh, tonight, hey, if you're in this building tonight and you're not right with God, it's nobody else's fault. You can't point your finger at your neighbor tonight. The reason why you're not right with God is because tonight you will not respond to truth. Amen. And so Herod tonight was responsible. The more light that you have, the more responsible that you're going to be. A verse that has really just got in me tonight, really, I just got a hold of me, and I really don't understand all this, but it's found in Mark chapter 6, verse 20. You don't have to turn. I want to read it to you. You can read it later. The Bible said, "For Herod feared John, knowing that he was a just man, and hold and listen tonight, and observed him." Do you realize tonight that, it is said, I was reading a book about the life of John the Baptist. by this the author of John Butler. And John Butler said that he believed that Herod put John in a prison there in his backyard. And tonight, here's what I believe tonight. I believe that Herod was going down there, and Herod was listening to John, and John was reproving him, and John was rebuking him, and John was giving him truth. And tonight, we know that Herod tonight knew he was a holy man, and he knew that he was a just man, and he was even obeying some things John told him to do. The Bible said tonight, and observeth him. And when he heard him, he did many things and heard him gladly. And so tonight, here is a man that's been listening to John. He's been listening to truth, but you know what he got to do? And playing around with it. He got to playing around with truth tonight. And I'll tell you, it ended up costing. It's costly tonight. It's dangerous to play with truth. That's what I'm trying to tell you tonight. And I'll tell you, I don't know of a church in America tonight that's hearing more truth than what we're hearing in this building tonight. I'll tell you, there's a lot of truth that's been preached from this pulpit. And you know what? Some of you have observed some of the things. You've even heard. Amen. Until he preaches on that sin. I mean, we shout it out. I mean, when the man of God's playing on somebody else's role tonight, but when he gets on our sin, the sin, that sin tonight, I tell you, all of a sudden we've got problems tonight. I tell you, Herod tonight was observing what he was saying. I tell you, he was listening to him. He heard him daily, reproving him, rebuking him of sin. He got to playing around with truth. And that's dangerous. Very dangerous tonight. And then tonight we see tonight the rejection. Tonight Herod had heard truth. But in Mark chapter number 6 tonight, I don't have time to read those verses tonight, but there was a lot of pressure being put on Herod. And we know the story tonight. Herod had a birthday. He had all the kings and the princes brought together, and all of a sudden here comes in his wife Herodias' daughter. She comes in and she's going to dance before him. And she pleases him tonight. Is everybody listening? So tonight he begins to ask her, anything that you want tonight, he'd be glad to give it to her. And so we see tonight that Herod said that in these verses that he didn't want to do it because he feared the people. He went ahead and went through with it. And I'll tell you tonight, here's where he came in his life. He came to a place in his life he had to make up his mind. Had to make a decision on what he was going to do with truth. What he was going to do with that reproving. What he's going to do with that rebuking. And you know what decision he made? He put John in prison. He'd done away with truth. Amen. And so tonight, we see here tonight that there's a responsibility, but then we see the rejection and the danger tonight of playing with truth tonight. It's here's what happens. People become reckless and rash in their decisions. You know what Herod started doing? Herod tonight, he started playing around with that truth. And I mean tonight, he become very rash tonight and very reckless in his decisions. He started looking at flesh. I mean, here she is dancing before him. I'm telling you, he's all stirred up in the flesh. He's all excited. And I'm telling you, she's pleased him and pleased him well. And that's what flesh will do tonight. It'll please you, but I want to tell you, it's only going to last for a little season. It's going to run out. It's going to run out. So here she is, she's dancing. I'm telling you, they're all in the flesh. He's in the flesh, they're all in the flesh. And all of a sudden, without any regards whatsoever, he speaks up and said, anything that you want, I'll give you the half of my kingdom. I'm telling you, he was reckless and rash in his decisions with no regards. No regards whatsoever. And you know what happens to people? When they start playing with truth, they become reckless. They become rash in their decisions. I've never seen a day that we're living in today where people, they just flat don't care what they're doing with truth. Amen. And so Herod tonight, he's become reckless and he's become rash tonight. And there's no regards whatsoever. I'm telling you tonight, I've preached to people and pastored people. And I mean, you run into them in town and you look at them, you think, my goodness. I mean, these are people that know truth. They've been exposed to truth, but they've rejected that truth tonight. They've cut truth off. They've cut the Spirit of God off in their life, the voice of God tonight. And guess what follows that? It's always going to follow when they're going to make reckless decisions. And you're going to scratch your head and say, I cannot believe. I'd have never been convinced they would have done that. Why did they do it? Playing with truth. And they become reckless. But then tonight, they become ruthless. When you get to playing around with truth, you become ruthless. I can't think of anything more morbid, I guess, tonight than to tote a Baptist preacher's head around on a platter. And here's what I wrote in my Bible. And I started to title this message this, Trophy and Truth on a Tray. I'm telling you tonight, here they come, and Herodias has got John the Baptist's head. It represents the voice of God, the Spirit of God, and she's trophying it on a tray tonight and saying, tonight I want you to look, here's what I think of truth. You know what she's doing? Bragging about it. Boasting about the lifestyle they're living. I've never seen a generation that's so ruthless. Oh, tonight, hey, they don't care for anybody's feelings tonight. I remember going back home at every year at Christmas, we'd go to our families for gathering at Christmas, and my brother wasn't right with God, and he was involved in things that was wicked and ungodly. And he said to me after he got right with God, he said, every time I knew you were coming, I'd make sure that I was going deer hunting. I'd make sure I had something going on because I didn't want to face you. He said, I didn't want to see you and I didn't want to see your family. I was ashamed of what I was doing. I was ashamed of the life that I was living. But you know what? In this day, people parade around and they dare you to say anything about it tonight. And they are trophying truth on their tray tonight. And they are playing around with truth tonight. And it's losing tonight. You're going to lose in the end. And it's going to lead to your destruction. So there's truth tonight, trophy and truth on a tray. Luke chapter 23, verse 12, we see rivals that are rejoined. I'm amazed, preacher. I'm amazed tonight that you can take two people that don't get along. Amen. They're arch enemies. But when one of them finds out the other one's got a problem with truth, they become best friends. They migrate together. And all of a sudden now, they're buddy-buddy. And you see them in town and they're at Walmart together. And they're going out to eat together. And guess what they're talking about? They got the preacher's head on a tray. That's what they're talking about. Oh, tonight, I'll tell you, they got a problem with truth. Oh, tonight, that's what their problem is. And they are ruthless in their decisions and in their choices tonight. But then tonight, sad commentary in Luke 23, we see the result of this playing around with truth. In verse number 9 tonight, Herod was desirous to see him. He wanted to hear from him. Wanted the Lord to speak to him. And I'm going to tell you something. You can play around with truth all you want, but there's going to come a day you're going to want to hear from him. There's going to come a day that you're going to want to hear the voice of God. and you're going to want the Spirit of God to convict you and deal with you. I'm telling you, I have preached to people. I've dealt with people. I had a young man, 23 years old, come up on my porch step. He grew up in the church that I'm pastoring. I'm telling you, I was set under the same truth, the same kind of preaching. And I sat there and talked to that young man. He said, "Preacher, I'm hearing voices." And I tell you, this man, I talked to him. I gave him every verse in the Bible. I asked him to stay and come to church that night. He said he would. And so he stayed and went to come to church that night, and I preached. And I tell you, that man sat on the back pew, just a young man. I sat on the back pew, wouldn't even look at me, looking at the ground with a blank look on his face. He left that building. I never saw him again. And 2 months later, I got a phone call. They found him hanging in a barn. Oh, tonight, I tell you, there's people tonight that are silencing the voice of God in their life, the Spirit of God. And I tell you, there's going to come a time you're going to want to hear. And God said, "I'm not speaking to them. Not dealing with them." I need you to turn to Proverbs 1, and I'm done. Proverbs chapter 1 tonight. It's a principle that's taught in the Bible. Proverbs chapter 1 tonight. The Bible said in verse number 24. He said, "Because I have called and you refused. I have stretched out my hand, no man regarded. But you have set it naught all my counsel and would none of my reproof." You may be laughing at truth now. But he said, "I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh. When your fear cometh as desolation, and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind, when distress and anguish cometh upon you, then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me. For that they hated knowledge, and did not choose the fear of the Lord, they were none of my counsel. They despised all my reproof. Therefore," and here's where they're at tonight, shall they eat of the fruit of their own way and be filled with their own device. And that's what's happening. God's letting them, he's filled them with their own way and their own device, and they're going their way. And they're laughing at us tonight. And I'm going to tell you, God's going to have the last laugh. And I'm going to tell you tonight, you can play around with truth, but the result of you playing around with truth tonight can come to a place to where God won't speak to you, God won't deal with you, and God will not tonight reprove you of your sin.